Hi everyone, and thanks for joining us for the first episode of our summer series, Inside Knowledge, Your Summer Catch-Up. I'm your host, Thea. Throughout August, we'll be discussing topical news with some of our authors and experts in their respective fields to give you useful insights and tips as you're coming back to the office at the end of the summer holiday. In the first episode of the series, we're speaking with Jim Dale, author of Weather or Not, and founder and consultant meteorologist at the British Weather Services. We'll talk about the extreme heat wave we experienced in the UK in mid-July and how this is affecting the business world. Thank you, Jim, for joining us today on our summer series that we're going to be doing this August. So I want to speak with you about the extreme weather in the UK and the record temperatures of above 40 degrees that we saw in mid-July. So could you let us know why we experienced such record hot temperatures?
Yeah, sure. First thing I should say is I was at Heathrow Airport on that particular day. It wasn't the top temperature, but I did experience the 40.1 degrees C. And I can tell you it was being a little bit like being in the desert. So extremely unusual, obviously record breaking. For everybody who's alive in the UK, they have never experienced anything of that magnitude ever. And it wasn't just the UK, it was many parts of Western Europe as well at the same time, enduring temperatures even higher than 40 degrees. And the reason for it is the usual thing. When I say the usual thing, when we get to extreme temperatures or very hot temperatures, it's air coming up from the desert of the Sahara, effectively. So off North Africa through Spain, great big landmass of Spain and France, and then finally into the UK. So with the effectively overhead sun, the seas warming up around, this was, let's just say, it was on the way to being a record, probably needed another little kick, and the little kick came from climate change, global warming. So that added probably a degree, if not more, because this record was not just shattered at 40.3 degrees, not just beaten, it was shattered. It's like winning the 100 metres by 5 yards, five metres. And in which case it was a huge event. And so that was the main reason. Put all that together, put all those little ingredients together, you end up with what we got.
Mm. Absolutely. And then are we expecting temperatures to keep rising every year from now on?
Not necessarily like that. I mean, that we've seen spikes that have given us records of late, if you like, in the last decade or so. And these spikes don't necessarily last that long. And it doesn't mean that it's a straight line upwards from now on. What I would expect to see, if you look back at the data, there's always good clues, is that, yeah, every... periodically speaking, I think these things will be magnified in time. We'll see them every so often. Whether we get a stretch like, for example, 1976, go back a long way to a heat wave that lasted 6 weeks, that's always debatable. What I wouldn't say is debatable is the fact that, again, within the next maybe 1 year, maybe 10 years, but certainly within the decade, probably that 40.3 degrees C will be beaten again in a similar sort of situation. And yes, the graph pointing upwards and going upwards means it's basically global warming, climate change kicking in yet again.
That doesn't sound great for sure.
No.
And then how is this extreme heat affecting businesses and working processes?
Well, I always believe businesses should be in tune with the weather, whatever the weather's doing. So if it's a standard weather situation, then they should be feeling... I talk about this in my book, Weather or Not, and it really is a case of putting your fingers on your pulse, the pulse of the weather. What's happening? And if you're a business, and particularly if you're a weather-sensitive business, and most are to one degree or another, but if you're at the sharp end of it, if you haven't got your fingers on the pulse, and I mean a little bit more than just, oh, it's the fault, you know, looking at your app saying, oh, it's 20 degrees today or it's 30 degrees or whatever, you've got to go a bit more. You've got to measure these things. You've got to know differences. It's not just about temperature. It can be about humidity as well, and other aspects, wind that goes with it. So all of these things, local effects, they can all have a, let's just say, an effect in terms of what you might be selling, what when you might be selling it, and how much you're going to sell, and what price you should be putting on your goods or services in terms of the demand that will be there at the time. So keeping your fingers on the pulse as far as businesses are concerned is extremely important. I would argue that the weather is the number one impactor of external impactor of all our lives. So if that's the case, then businesses certainly need to be tuned into that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. And then, of course, people can read more about that in your book, whether or not. So thank you very much, Jim, for taking the time to speak with me today. It was, I think you gave some great insights for both business leaders and employees. So thank you.
You're welcome.